Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 155, and we've made a bit of a change of scene this week, haven't we?
Yes.
I'm mesmerised by that sound wave thing.
It's quite nice, isn't it? It's hypnotic. As is the surroundings here in Wetherspoons.
Oh, well, also, I've just been to the toilet in Wetherspoons, and they've started doing pint shots, basically. So you can ask for a pint, and then they put, like, amaretto in it and fill it up. So basically, like, you know, we
can't... Jägermeister. But a pint.
In a pint, yeah. So basically, I just think that's brilliant.
Who would have thought in this kind of establishment that they'd do that?
Well, quite often, when I mix my drinks at Spoons, if I'm doing a Johnny Woodgate, if you buy a Smirnoff Ice and a Double Kelly Blue and ask for a spare pint glass, they know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And quite often,
it's
they're
like... Slightly old snake bites, isn't it? Can't say snake, so I can have a half pint of cider, half pint of beer. Yeah,
so many times they're like, sorry.
Being a student, they just let you get away with that.
Normally, they're like, oh, sorry, you're not.
Now they're encouraging it.
Now they've got flies in the fucking toilets.
I tell you what, in the toilets, when you come here for an evening, they've got a toilet attendant in a Wetherspoons. That's a bit messed up. Never paid him, poor fella. But yeah, anyway, enough about the surroundings. It's obviously Mike, Jim, Dan, and of course Chris.
Obviously.
And Stuart Hall. Stuart Hall's actually in the pub.
Stuart Hall's in the pub, but he refused to come over to our table.
Bless him. So, what's everyone enjoyed this week? Football? Anything?
Is that how we started?
Yeah. I think it's been a pretty unremarkable week.
No, I enjoyed a former legend of the game scoring a goal on YouTube.
Ah, was this...
not Paul Scholes.
Not Scholesy.
Glenn Little.
Glenn Little, bloody hell.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it. Formerly of Burnley.
Have you seen it? Did you not come over and look at it?
No.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And Reading. Reading tweeted out and said Little still got it. And it's an amazing dribble. Finishes in a chip. Just go on to YouTube, listeners, and just Google.
Who's he playing for?
Hornchurch or something like that.
Hornchurch.
I'm not
gambling nowadays.
I'm not too sure. It's non-league. So it's a better standard than Paul Scholes. It is in it. And the Scholes one, how does he go over the keeper? If the keeper stands up, he'd hit his head on the bar. I want to know that keeper was as well.
Because he did seem like a pro.
When he celebrates, Rob Lee goes past and Steve Howie walk past, don't they?
Chatterton Park Legends against Chaddy Park Vets.
Oh, big game. So who was Scholes playing for?
I imagine the Legends.
Yeah, he was. It was a charity game, apparently.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
Scholes was the only celebrity,
I
think, playing.
I know, Rob Lee and Steve Howie
were
in.
Were they?
Yeah, Steve Howie comes up to him and he's got Steve-O, but he's wearing number 9.
See, I just thought that was some big fat fella.
No,
I didn't realise that was Steve Howie. He went to Euro 96, Christ.
Well, it is quite a funny little clip, though. You see a few fat lads trying to kick a ball about, trying to sort of string a few passes
together. Just gets a bit
and Scholes just gets like, oh, give me the ball, I'm just going to bring it in from 70 yards.
But the commentary's quite funny because someone says, we still remember the miss, because he must have missed an open chance or something earlier on in the game. But
no,
talking of which, did you mention the miss last week?
Did we? No, we mentioned it on Facebook. Well, we're going to discuss that on our Christmas show when we just discuss every issue.
Because I was at the game, probably quite a lot of people listening to this have probably seen it because it went everywhere. Which I kind of take responsibility for, because Gillingham put it on their YouTube channel and I gave it to the guys upstairs in the Mirror.
Yeah.
And then they tweeted it and then it went mental. And it was in like the States and all sorts of places. But yeah, Gillingham Central defender missed from 2 yards out, put it over the
bar. So captain, wasn't he?
Captain, yeah.
Almost as big a bottler as Brentford's captain.
Well,
no, Andy Franks isn't here. Andy Franks, he asked me to mention something about the class of 92 at the Premier, Nicky Butt wearing a plastic suit. So I've mentioned it. Don't know what it was relevant for, but. Anyway, hi Andy.
But anyway, misses, because did you see the miss for the Sunderland game? Gia Chani?
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
The Italian lad, Gianna Chieri, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, blazing miss. They proper picked up on him actually day 2 as well. They absolutely mugged him off for it. But,
Well, there you go.
I enjoyed that.
Missed. Sandro scoring a fucking thunder bastard as I was coming up the steps at White Hart Lane. Finishing off my cider at half time, and as I literally got to the second to last step before I got to the top, the cheer went up.
Was it a mulled cider?
No, it wasn't. No.
I know you're partial to a mulled cider.
I love a mulled cider. And as I come up the steps, literally saw what looked like Sandro running across the pitch from about 25, 30 yards, whatever it was, and I suddenly thought, wait a minute, that can't be right. Waiting for the big screen to show the replay, and obviously absolute worldie. He does it once a season.
Cracking guy.
He does it once a season.
He's a cracking little player, Sancho. I'd rate him quite highly.
I like him.
How many seasons did he play for Spurs?
3.
It was only his second goal for Spurs.
Third, wasn't it? He scored third Thunder. He scored it.
I remember his other Thunder bastard, but
I think it's his second goal for Spurs, so he doesn't do it every season.
Yeah.
He's done it It's two seasons out of three.
No.
We'll have to investigate that.
No, we won't. No one will. We always say that.
Yeah.
How many times do you do a show and you go, we'll look that up and show you next week, or we'll look that up? No one looks that. We go back to our desks. Yeah. We eat some food and we crack on with our lives.
To be honest, most of the people who listen to this are probably pissed as they do so anyway, so it don't really matter. They've forgotten about it next week.
Awesome.
They're still waiting for Simon Ed to come back.
Other things that I enjoyed. Did you see, on a more serious note, the fireman that was up in the Glasgow thing?
Mm.
Went on to captain his team in the Scottish
Stranraer,
Cup.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
No.
Looking at me with a blank look. You've been away, so you might. Yeah. You know the helicopter crashing in Glasgow?
Yeah.
So he got called out. He was like search and rescue or whatever. I think was he a fireman?
He's a fireman, yeah. Part-time footballer, part-time fireman.
So he's a fireman. So he spent 14 hours at the rescue site, got home, had an hour's kip or something, put his kit on, and then captained his team. Who was it?
Stranraer. And they played in the Scottish Cup, yeah.
And he's the captain. He played in the Scottish Cup and won the game.
It's one of the... not... sad note, one of the guys that died, it's his daughter plays for Celtic Scotland.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that as well.
Yeah, professional footballer.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible going.
We won't talk about that on the show. Yeah. It's not as...
But on Scotland, actually, a few things to point out. I mean, Celtic won 7-0 away at Hearts, very impressive. Well done
at Hearts.
In the cup. Yeah. Well done to Albion Rovers, who are actually supported by one-time podcaster and friend of the show, Ollie, who used to be a Newcastle fan but got so disgusted with Mike Ashley, he now supports Albion Rovers.
It was actually last time we were in here.
That
he did a podcast with us, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then he just
sat
in the corner and got smashed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's Ollie.
And to be fair, though, if you're a Newcastle fan at the moment, you can't have... Obviously, you don't like Ashley, but they are flying, aren't they?
Well, he's sticking to his guns and refusing to come back, which, fair enough.
And who scored their worldie? It's the central defender, no, central midfielder, wasn't it?
It was, I can tell you.
Cisse? No,
Cisse.
Sissoko?
It was Sissoko.
Sissoko. I don't know how I knew it.
It was Sissoko, yeah.
That was a great strike. Moves to half volley.
Yeah.
Bang.
Some cracking goals at the weekend. Cracking forms as well. That young Barcelona lad, is it Delafeu for Everton?
He's on loan.
It was one of his first starts for. His first start
in the league, yeah.
And
yeah.
What I didn't see get much attention was two things: the Norwich goal, which was absolutely superb. Redmond down on the right wing, and then really, really good finish from Hooper, just to have the composed finish. And also, did you see the run for the West Ham goal from who's the lad that's getting all the headlines?
Ravel Morrison.
His run for their second goal, he sets up Joe Cole, is phenomenal. Absolutely gets it on the halfway line, takes it onto the left wing, cuts inside, nutmegs another player, cuts inside two of them, lays it on a plate. Superb.
He's a player. Did you see him last night though? See him last night in the obviously Palace 1-1.
That's a massive win for Palace.
Massive win.
They're only 3 points off a host of teams now. I know they've played a game more, but I don't think Cardiff are going to get anything at Stoke tonight. Norwich.
You think Spurs are going to lose to Fulham though, don't you?
I think Fulham might get home
again.
I don't know. I don't think Moylenstein's going to do the job though. I think he's going to relegate him. Yeah. He might do well in his first game as managers.
I fucking hope not, because I'm going again tonight.
You are, yeah. But if you hear about how he did it, Bromby was terrible.
Anyway, my point was, sorry.
There's nine games tonight. We record this Wednesday tonight. There's nine games tonight. Who's not playing? Is anyone
West Ham Palace?
Yeah, they played yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
No, my point was, Ravel Morrison at the end of the game last night, there was a massive, not a massive fight, there was a kerfuffle. And he pushed
him
in the
face. Hang on, it's gone from massive fight to kerfuffle in one sweeping Dan Silver's face.
I'd say it was a kerfuffle, but he was probably going to get done
for it. You'd
say
it's a kerfuffle, because you're a posh twatter using the word kerfuffle.
He pushed someone in the face.
Speaking of kerfuffles.
Well done, Mike.
I'm going back to Scotland, actually. Scotland's top referees have...
You can tell you work for the Daily Record, don't you?
Exactly. I've got to read it every day. I've expressed their deep dissatisfaction with the suspension handed out to Nadir Kifty, posted with Dundee United. Basically, he got banned for two matches for grabbing the linesman by the throat.
And they've complained.
I know it's ridiculous. But he complained
that he's only got a two-match ban.
Yeah. He was sent off, and the best thing about this, he was sent off for violent conduct, which has subsequently been rescinded because he didn't actually commit violent conduct.
Well, grabbing someone by the throat isn't violent
conduct. No, the incident that got him sent off, he was sent off for violent conduct.
Right.
In the melee afterwards, he grabbed the linesman by the throat.
Oh, right.
So he had his ban rescinded.
Melee is a much better word.
Melee, there you go.
To do.
Melee's like the adult.
Surely that linesman's got...
Melee's a lot worse than kerfuffle. A melee is serious. Yeah. A melee is serious.
Chris, I know what Chris is saying. Chris wants the linesman to call the police.
Well, he could have called the police. Not immediately after it happened, but he's got grounds to go.
Probably hasn't got his mobile.
Just because he's playing a game of football, it doesn't mean he can go up someone and grab him by the throat.
No, not at all.
It'd be great if you saw him running down the touchline with his phone in one hand, not flagging the other.
Yeah, exactly. He should feel full force of the law, my friend.
But yeah, there's a naughty boy. And actually, some proper naughty boys. Have you seen Juventus? They had their ultras banned from being at the Udinese game for bad behaviour. So they had 12,000 children sat behind the goal. They've been fined £4,000. No, because the children were found guilty of insulting chanting. Apparently, the fans were banned.
Who was used? Who was? I saw the article on BBC saying
that's just them.
That's in the UK. Specifically in Scotland, actually, going back there.
It's Celtic fans.
Yeah, Celtic Rangers fans.
They're getting done for pyros. And the BBC have got a big fucking hard on about, it's dangerous. Bullshit. It's absolute bullshit.
Yeah. They use pyros
on most of their shows. Like in the intros to like load their things, they use pyros. So like,
but it goes back to the geezer, the Spurs fan, who was a wanker for throwing it onto the pitch anyway. But the fact that he managed to hit the lino from 200 yards away,
square on the head,
and he went, well, he meant that. What did he fucking mean? That was a great shot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, so all these little kids, apparently it's tradition in Italy to chant abusive things at the opposition's goalkeeper when they're taking a goal kick. I think because it's
kids. What do you mean tradition in Italy? That's tradition everywhere.
Yeah. Well, not everywhere. Liverpool and Everton applaud opposition goalkeepers when they come onto the pitch.
Yeah, when they come onto the pitch.
And it's
I applaud it, I'm never there.
Bullshit. But if you go to any Premier, any English Football League game, there's the geezer behind the keeper. Can't. Yes.
That's
two C-bombs in a show.
Sorry,
and he doesn't say much.
No,
but I understand that some clubs will clap a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd say most clubs out of the 92 will clap a goalkeeper onto their main end, and then as soon as he turns around, then it's war.
And when it's goal kicks, it's shit.
But what you were saying about just shouting the C word moronically, that I don't see as.
Maybe at Arsenal.
I'm lucky enough at Gillingham, we've got quite a small home end, so what I shout, the goalkeeper can actually hear. That is quite fortunate.
Exactly.
And it'll be something along the lines of how he looks, or basically it's bullying, is what I'm saying.
But
it's bullying with a little bit of intelligence behind it.
Bullying within a crowd, so you can't
building.
Easily identify.
Character building
as well.
is a lot better description.
But also, if you can get at him and get him a little bit annoyed and get your team any advantage, I mean, it's pretty small-minded to think that might actually happen, but I think it when I'm drunk, so I'll give it a go. But not just shouting the C-word. That's
You've
got to be more intelligent.
We're better than that.
So anyway, what were they shouting?
I don't know. Something in Italian. They didn't go into it. These were kids. These were like 10, 12-year-old kids.
Yeah,
back to
the
Palace
game. Kids are shit.
To be fair, we used to in Northwich, we used to get England schoolboys occasionally come and play at Northwich Vicksville ground. And they'd hand out tickets to all the kids in the town centre, and all you would do is go down there and give complete shit to whoever they were playing.
Because kids are shit, little shits, aren't they? Especially nowadays.
Anyway,
what about the Palace game?
To be fair, we've always been.
I've not seen the highlights yet, so I've heard
Shamat scored.
Yeah, well, it was a glance.
That's got to be the worst haircut in Premier League history.
No,
Bentner?
No, yeah, oh God.
I prefer Bentner's.
Oh, no. But no, it was a shit corner.
Very faint touch, I heard.
It was a shit corner followed up by Bannon, whipped it in again. Great ball in, to be fair.
He looks like he's playing quite well. He scored against Hull, then he absolutely smashed the bar against Norwich. That was a great, I don't know who the player on the line was, but did you see that?
No, that was
Bannon smashed one in with his left foot and the player headed it onto the bar down and out. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm glad Shamat scored, and I'm glad
Pannon, because they're now
second bottom, and their next game is Cardiff.
Cardiff
got tonight?
BT Sport last night.
Cardiff away at Stoke or Sunderland.
They're away at Stoke.
Who's Sunderland?
Chelsea.
The fans last night, literally the Palace fans, they were saying on BT Sport the commentary, you'd never have known they were bottom of the league. The fans did not stop singing from pretty much first to last. And when obviously they were going into the final, 10-15 minutes, with a lot of pressure on them. West Ham were coming at them. The crowd were going mental. And it was just. It was I really liked it.
Well,
I thought of little Shawnee
though,
Miller.
I remember their home game. I think it was against Sunderland. They won the game, I think they won 3-1, and their fans were basically their fans have just got the mentality of, right, we're up here. If we stay up, if they finish bottom of the league, they've still finished 5 places above what they finished last season. Although they're going back down.
The only worry whenever that happens at a club is if they do survive for another season, it's carrying it over, because you see a lot of clubs like Wigan. I remember in their first season had a great fan base, and then I mean, it was a rugby town.
That's not to take anything away, but it does wear off.
What you've misunderstood there is they're not selling the ground. They've got a section in their homestead end. No, it's not homestead end. It's to the left of the.
Can't hear you, mate.
Do what?
Well, that's you were going very quiet.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just getting emotional.
Makes a change, doesn't it?
They've got a small section of their sort of real big fan base that just generate a really, really good atmosphere. Yeah. And don't get me wrong,
it's no disrespect on Palace. I'd do the same, yeah.
Portsmouth reminds me of the same with Portsmouth, where they were absolutely fantastic fans, and they carried that on for a fair few seasons, didn't they?
And it's not to say that they won't. I'm just saying that is one of the potential issues.
But massive game against Cardiff at the weekend. Yeah. Because if they get a win there, then they are.
That's going to be a bit of a struggle.
No, I think it's at Selhurst Park. I think they've got 2 home games in a row, and I think Cardiff have got 2 away games in a row. Spurs got the weekends. They're away. No, I don't know. You won't know.
I don't know.
I've only looked at
this weekend.
Yeah,
Newcastle at home.
12:45. And they're at home tonight, aren't they?
United are on
TV. Sunderland.
I think all teams have got 2
back
away.
Because we just had 2 away, then 2 home. Yeah.
Sunderland. Yeah, we Sunderland away. I think it is. So on TV.
Obviously, it's a big game tonight for United with David Moyes against Everton, which
I didn't see the entire quote, but it said Everton don't even need a manager, apparently.
That's taken very much out of context.
I'm guessing it's along the sense that they a team that picks itself that,
well,
that
they're very well organised.
He
said that you don't need a manager because you're that well organised, you don't need someone to tell you what to do.
Wow.
So it's been taken out of context. Wow. He said Martinez.
I still think they're still playing a lot fucking better than they did under.
They've got less points this season than they had at this point last season. They're playing much better football, without question.
I really like Lukaku.
He's a wet dream for a player, isn't he?
That's one way of saying it.
He's just a proper. He's what you would want from a British centre forward 20 years ago. Powerful, strong. He's got skill.
He's all right, but he's no Trevor Benjamin.
He's not Trevor Benjamin.
When I look at players of that mould, I look at Michael Ricketts, Trevor Benjamin,
Kevin Francis.
Sorry, while I was away, while I was away, did someone tweet a picture of him and Bilal Mosny?
Yes, and we mentioned it.
Oh, fuck me.
What's Mosny doing now?
He's at Rangers.
He's at Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
He played last night in the 6th.
He was on fucking showboating.
Where are they playing him?
Centre half, but he scored a load of goals.
He was a much better centre half.
I remember it was a few weeks ago. He was on fucking showboating with an overhead kick he scored.
Yeah,
mentioned.
But speaking of big bruising centre forwards, we mentioned obviously Delroy Facey got arrested last week for match fixing.
Ex-Gills.
Well,
rubbish.
Also ex-Huddersfield, and we've heard from our old mate Malcolm Meatball over in China. He's a Huddersfield fan. He's got a story about old Delroy.
Good win for Huddersfield last night, by the way.
Yeah, well, 3-3.
Really good
They're
win.
They're doing well.
Brighton got pinned back again. They've been on a good run of form.
Barnsley, yeah.
By Barnsley,
league.
I know.
Some surprising results.
In the Championship, Blackpool getting 3 points.
He said it was fucking dire at the Amex last night.
What were we talking about before
Delroy Facey.
Oh, no, Huddersfield. The guy, they reckon he might be going.
Celtic
6 million or something
yeah.
like that. Well, considering they bought him for 200 grand or whatever they got him for.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
6 million because he wants to spend
had,
the money.
He's always had the potential, but
I'd like to see him stay in the English leagues, to be honest.
Once he goes
to Celtic, he'll score 30 a season, but
he'll do with Gary Hooper.
It won't really matter, will it?
Yeah.
Chris Collins is still scoring, we'll get to play in
the Champions League though.
Oh yeah, no, for him it's a decent move going from there from Huddersfield, but I still think he could do really well for Huddersfield. I think they might even have a shout in the playoffs.
You never know. There's a lot of teams up there. It's very close to the Championship. Delroy Facey, yeah. So he was at Huddersfield. Now, Malcolm Meatball has a friend.
Sorry, Malcolm Meatball.
He's a listener from China, originally from Huddersfield. We spoke about this on the way down.
Before you ask Jim, it's not his real name.
Yeah, it's not his real name. His real name's Dan Hales.
Malcolm Campbell.
But he's got some friends. Let's call them Bill.
No, his name's Dan. So I don't get it. Well, meatballs.
It's because when he was a kid, he's got quite a big head. And when he was a kid, there was a Campbell's meatballs advert.
With a kid for the head.
With a kid with a meatball as a head.
We've talked about this.
Everyone knows.
Sorry.
But he's got the faggots. Are they the same as meatballs?
No, they're
a type of meatball.
Let's call him Malcolm Thugger.
No,
let's not. That's not.
Jim, your Christmas tree's bad enough.
That's not cool.
We're not going to go that far.
What's old Malky Faggot saying?
Right, so he's got some friends who he said, let's call them Bill and Tracy. They got married and Tracy fell pregnant. Bill came round to the idea of having a kid, was excited. He was at the
What's this got to do with Delroy Facey?
I'll get onto it.
I mean, I know I take a long time to tell a fucking story. This is getting
ridiculous. I've got to do the background. So he's at the bedside. The baby comes out. It's a little darker than Bill is. It turns out
it's Delroy Facey's baby.
It's a bouncing baby Delroy. Yeah. Apparently.
No way.
It's Delroy Facey's baby.
That's the only evidence they've got that it's definitely Delroy Facey.
No, I don't think that's the only. I don't think just it came out. Mitch basically said, that must be Delroy Facey's. I mean, I think.
Jump into serious conclusions.
I think there's more than one black person in Huddersfield these days.
Right, okay.
But, yeah.
I thought you were going to say the baby had a big head.
Was there a paternity test?
Well, I don't know. He didn't go into that much detail, but I think
so. Allegedly,
was there a paternity? Can we bet on it?
Allegedly, Delroy Facey has a love child
with Tracy.
With Tracy, and I say that by bending Tracy. My fingers.
So he did actually score while he was at Huddersfield Town.
Fucking hell, Tracy! Fucking hell,
he did it while he was at Jill's, did he?
Not many. No.
He
came back against played against Gillingham on a Tuesday night for Notts County, took the ball 40 yards and put it in the top corner though. Just sod's law. Just like you knew he was going to do that.
Have you seen the new Nike adverts?
I've not, no, but I've heard about them.
The golf and the Dare to Be Brazilian.
What happened to these big Samsung adverts that you were telling me about the other day as well?
Oh, it's an advertising campaign.
I haven't seen anything about it.
I showed you it.
Yeah, but then you said, oh, it's going to be quite big. There's another one in 2 weeks. They were, if someone wants to laugh, admit they were comedy gold. Franz Beckerbar trying to act.
It was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I told you, it was good inside info.
I can imagine Uncle Franz being quite the thespian.
Google, what would you have to go on YouTube?
Shit, what was it? Was
Samsung, it, they're coming or something like that?
Was it
hashtag
world's best?
World versus, oh, bollocks.
Was it as bad as Ian Rush on that retrospective punishment video?
Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
Go on to YouTube, Samsung, Franz Beckenbauer, and you'll find the worst acting.
It's amazing.
Can you tweet it from the podcast?
Account? Yes, we definitely will, but speaking of retrospective punishment, they haven't made another video.
Yeah, I was going to say, have they made any more of that?
No, they haven't.
The one on its own.
Got it.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
They were menacing. But go on, what were you saying about...
What do they only do?
No, the adverts are really
good. Do you remember
good
the retrospective Cilla Black with Cilla Black and...
You know,
and
fantastic,
were they?
They were amazing.
Those
were
the days.
No, have you seen the adverts? They're fucking quality.
Is it?
Yeah, both of them. But Dare to Be Brazilian, I really like.
Well, on the subject of Brazil, have you heard about the controversy?
Yes, the controversy.
Controversy. I'm going Sean Connery or...
Have you heard that, Stu?
Back on that advert, the golf
did
one.
Did you just call him Stu?
Two things... Jim.
Oh,
two things I love about the Rooney and
McIlroy
golfing. When he just comes out, he goes, all right. Yeah. And he's proper manga. That wasn't a manga accent, but.
When he's getting the autograph.
Fat Ronaldo being on it.
Fat Ronaldo.
When he just does a little hairdo and he just sort of.
Has he become like the new Cantona? Because Cantona always used to make a cameo.
Last time Fat Ronaldo was working in an advertising.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not anymore.
He's his internship.
I don't think it ever actually happened.
Those adverts with Cantona were good. Remember the Little Less Conversation and the cage?
He was on the throne, wasn't he, at the top?
It's a good look. The McIlroy one's good. I like when Kelly's getting his autograph. He goes, what? It's Rain Rooney.
Yeah.
What? No, it's like, anyway, go Brazil.
Lovely. But yeah, Brazil.
So, fucking UEFA and their dodgy...
Well, FIFA.
FIFA, sorry, and their dodgy pot draws.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the racial controversy around the draw. And I've said controversy again.
Right.
Have you seen, originally it was going to be Lazaro Ramos and Camila Pitanga hosting the draw, who were two soap stars from Brazil's biggest soap... I'm not sure what it's called, but they're both Afro-Brazilian. So they're both black origin...
Right.
They've been replaced by Fernanda Lima, who's a model, and I recommend looking on.
No, Lima, she's fit.
And Rodrigo Hilbert,
who is TV presenter.
Yeah, you know him, Jim, blonde guy. The Brazilian government are investigating whether or not they've been replaced for racist reasons, which FIFA have denied. They've said it's all to do with the production company. The production company have said the white guys were just
better.
So
what's the allegation?
That's bullshit.
So
they don't want black people hosting.
I thought you meant they've replaced them because they've been racist.
Why would they pick them in the first place?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a non-story.
No, yeah, like, rubbish.
Well, yeah, no, but I just wanted to mention
about
Atalanta
how they're
Lieber.
Doing, about the fact that England could now end up in a group of death with Brazil and someone
and
someone.
Amazing. Amazing.
We could have to play some other football teams.
We could have Brazil and the Netherlands.
Brazil, Netherlands, United States. I'd love that group.
Or we could have Italy, Argentina, Japan. Brilliant.
I was having this conversation with my housemates last night because I'm really looking forward to Friday.
Because we're not gonna fucking win it, so we might as well enjoy the teams we're playing against.
We had the rubbish group, and I knew I was going out to the World Cup when the last draw happened, and when we got
Algeria, Slovenia, and USA.
Yeah, and everyone was like, yeah, and I was like, no. I don't want to go out and watch that, and I did. No, I went out to watch us play Algeria, Slovenia.
Three dog shit games.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet you thought we'd beaten Algeria.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I was quite drunk. I didn't think we'd beaten them. I thought it was just a really good game.
Like you say, I'd rather have England, Italy.
So going out there for the group games, I'd absolutely love is I don't really want us to move pots, but I'd love us to draw Argentina from that pot one. Because that would be fantastic.
Last time we had them in the group stages, we beat them.
Exactly, yeah, and that was a hard group. Argentina, Nigeria, and
Sweden.
Sweden we hadn't beaten, and we didn't beat for ages.
We didn't beat Nigeria either, but that was when they had the likes of Kanu and Taribo West.
To be honest, we knew we only needed a point at that stage pretty much anyway. But I would rather have a couple of teams in there that you're like, oh, that's going to be...
Yeah, completely agree.
Even Argentina in the group stages. I would be so buzzing for that.
The England team showed last World Cup, it's not a big game. They might not be up for it. If we're playing Argentina and the Netherlands, and you could have USA, you could have Japan, you could have Mexico, all good sides, they're going to be up for it. And that will carry
through to the next round.
What if we
do come away with no points?
Well, then you
move on.
You get
what you expect. It'd be disappointing to get no.
I suppose then you can just start enjoying the rest of the World Cup.
If England finish third, if they've got two teams of that status, then it's not bad because obviously
it's a get out clause.
We need to beat the likes of USA, Japan, Mexico, Honduras, Costa Rica.
I can't wait. But it's going to be intriguing as it always is. It'll last 4 hours.
I will say it's typical of FIFA moving the goalposts. Just like last time round when they decided the playoffs were going to be seeded, Ireland ended up with France. They always move the goalposts to try and make it exciting.
Well, that's what people were commenting, wasn't it? That it's very much in favour of France. It gives France a better option of not being
stitched up. Which just happens,
up.
Platini.
Yeah. Ah, bullshit.
But we love conspiracy theories.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring English. It on.
So, and speaking of Englishmen...
Or speaking of conspiracy theories.
Well, we can do either. Mine isn't really an Englishman, but we're trying to make him one.
Yeah, I was going to... That's fucking weird. I was going to say exactly the same thing.
Adnan Januzaj has been nominated
for Young Sports Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
Fucking joke.
And they reckon it's just a way of the FA and the BBC trying to persuade
isn't
to be
that
British.
Like, isn't that for British or English?
Well, technically it's not because like in the past Frankie Dettori was nominated for Sports Personality. I think it's...
Yeah, but he is a fucking personality.
And in fact, he's a personality.
It must be British and Irish.
But the young ones, none of them are personalities. It's for the young, so... AP McCoy. The other year as well, the MEN got in a load of trouble because they, all the newspapers nominated.
Manchester Evening News.
Manchester Evening News, and they nominated Yaya Touré and Dimitar.
Otherwise, people think you're just saying the men got in trouble.
The men.
Why can't he just say men? Is he some sort of homophobe?
Well, you know.
It's a FIFA conspiracy. FA Cup this weekend as well, second round. Well, I'd like to say, personally, good luck to Brackley at Macclesfield. Brackley, the team from the Conference North that knocked Jills out.
There's not a lot going on. Hang on. That must have been just after I left.
Yeah.
So you were right, you called it. They did knock Jills out.
On the Monday night.
I went away.
Yeah, lost 1-0.
Oh, shit, you called that as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew we'd lose.
Congratulations to Cambridge knocking out Bury last night, albeit only a league below.
And that game's now on Sky, Cambridge v Sheffield United.
Oh, fantastic.
Which will be absolutely fantastic as well. So that'll be that.
Well, Cambridge are doing really well in the conference this year.
Very quickly, Jason Brown's just signed for him. Ex-Jills, ex-Blackburn Rovers. Yeah. Really nice guy.
South Africa, because that's where I was. Did you mention last week about the potential for South Africa getting a game?
Well, we didn't mention it last week. We spoke about it before. The fact that
South Africa beat Spain 1-0.
Yeah, we spoke about this before, but we didn't. What's happening with it now?
Oh, well, there's been an update, but the fact that them beating Spain 1-0, which ought to be massive for their rankings.
Yeah.
And the fact that Spain made a dodgy seventh substitution, and
which
they might get downgraded.
Should have been allowed.
No, but the fact that the game might get downgraded and passed is null and void. And it wasn't even South Africa's fault. It's a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
But their geezer prints up front look quality.
Yeah.
But anyway. I did a good deed when I was there as well.
Did you?
Yeah. I bought a football for the kids in one of the townships who I'd met the week before. My mum teaches dance and drama. because we had a little kickabout like in the break with a flat football, and I couldn't take it anymore. So I went back there and I bought my football, and they thought I was the best thing since sliced bread.
Right. Oh, well, get you.
So a little, thanks, mate.
And ironically, you can't eat sliced bread
or kick a football.
Yeah.
There you go. But anyway, yeah. So it's FA Cup weekend, so I am definitely looking forward to that as well. So there'll be a few games on. In BT Sport, have got a couple, haven't they?
Tonight's BT Sport. BT Sport are gobbling up the games at the moment.
I think they've signed some sort of deal as well for the next. They're going to get.
Oh, they're going to get everything. Games, BT Sport are going to get fucking everything by the next few years.
I don't like it. I don't like Jake Humphries. I don't like David James. I hate Michael Owen. Tackles.
I've not watched anything yet. I've seen the coverage, but I've only seen them in the pub when
you're doing it. No, but I fucking love David Ginola. Did you see? We talked about the other day, giving the wanker sign.
He's on Talk Sport every Wednesday morning as well, don't you know? Once a week. He's really good on Talk Sport.
I doubt he works as well on the radio because he's dashing, isn't he?
But he speaks his mind.
So's Alan Brazil.
Beautiful man.
Who's often round here, actually.
Alan Brazil, does he really co-host with David Ginola?
Yeah.
Fantastic. That is an odd couple and a half.
Yeah, but they were really good. I liked it. I was listening to it this morning on my way to my meeting. FA Cup this weekend, and I might be going to watch Hastings.
Oh, nice.
I'm either going to Nottingham to watch Notts County versus Gills, which is a league game because we've both been knocked out of the cup because we're both shit teams, or my dad is going down to watch Hastings versus Three Bridges. So I might be going to watch Hastings for the first time in ages.
Around my neck of the woods.
Yeah. Well, Hastings
are right, Three Bridges.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Hastings are top of their league at the moment. They're top, and their team, they're joint top, but the team that they're joint top with have played two more games. So they're absolutely flying.
I tell you who's not top, and I thought we'd, if anyone else has got any,
the
heart. Any more to add.
No, I think the heart.
Oh, no, just two things quickly. Wimbledon, they've set up a campaign, the supporters have set up a campaign to bring the Dons back. So to bring them back to Plough Lane, to redevelop the old grounds like a community thing. Yeah. So there's people, can you tweet that as well?
Definitely.
Do you remember what you've got to tweet?
Definitely, I've got to tweet that, and I've got to tweet something else.
What was the other thing?
What was it?
I fucking remember.
Go on, what was it?
Franz Beckenbauer.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Right, get a pen. Samsung video.
I ain't got a pen.
Don't trust. So anyway, it's a campaign to pen. I'd love Wimbledon to go back. Because if they went back to Plough Lane and got a proper fan base back there, because at the moment they're doing really well.
That's got the making of a Hollywood film, hasn't it?
They're doing really well in League Two, but they're limited because they're obviously the ground.
Did they could just become a baseball team and win the World Series. Yeah,
but speaking of that, did you send love to Vinny Jones? And
I don't think we did. Actually, Ray Clements.
You know about Vinny Jones?
Yeah.
Skin cancer. So
yeah, we spoke about the people going into remission, but not Vinny Jones. So yeah, sorry about that, Vinny.
Jones,
I know you're listening.
Speaking Wimbledon, all the best out to
And. The other thing, Lee Minchell, who used to play for FC Wimbledon, I had a chat with him start of this week because Newport County are absolutely flying. Yeah. Like they are. Like if you look at their results as well, I don't know if they played in the week. I don't think they did, but they've conceded about one goal in about 10 games.
Yeah.
Doing absolutely phenomenal.
They're another club who I'm not sure. Did Newport actually go bust and then have to become a new team, or they were certainly on the brink at one stage?
Yeah, they
dropped out of the Football League for 20 odd years. Yeah. So fair enough.
But it happens, and they've got Justin Edinburgh there, the ex. That's Lee's manager.
Is he a better manager than he was a player?
Well, yeah, I think. It,
I just remember him getting sent off in the League Cup final. Trying to smack Robbie Savage.
Edinburgh's going to be a very sought after manager. I'm sure he already is. But
intelligent lad.
There'll be League One clubs looking at him that are out of work. Talking of which, John Gregory.
Yeah, back at Crawley.
Back in football for how long was he out for? He was
6 years. He's not managed in England for, but he's been managing in Israel of all places.
He's been at QPR most recently in England on the coaching side there. They had some decent coaches because they had McLaren and Gregory working there with Redknapp. He's back at Crawley.
Sheffield Wednesday did all right last night as well, didn't they?
They won 2-1.
Managing
a Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. And there's rumours that Steve Evans is in line.
Where he's denied it. Where there's also rumours of Mike.
I read that. Yeah.
From Mike Phelan. I would love it if Rotherham lost them because I don't like Steve Evans, and consequently
Steve Evans.
Yeah, I fucking hate Steve Evans. And consequently, because of that, I don't really like Rotherham fans at the moment because they're just the bit mixed up in the heads. So I'd be quite happy if he went, because Sheffield Wednesday could have massive rivals.
Well, there's sort of Mike Phelan there, but he's apparently holding out for Wigan.
Yeah, well, I also quite like Sheffield Wednesday as a club, so I don't really want Evans to go there, because consequently I would then absolutely hate Sheffield Wednesday until he leaves. And also, I don't think he'd keep him up. I think if I was Steve Evans, I would stay at Rotherham, because I don't like him, and I don't particularly like Rotherham at the moment, but they walloped us at the weekend 4-1, playing some great football, and I think they'll get in the playoffs in League One. Not many teams do that, from League Two straight to League One and challenge there. Peterborough did it a couple of years ago because they won back-to-back championships. Yeah. But yeah.
And Luton did it the other way
around.
We
managed to cram a good extra few minutes in, just talking fucking quickly.
But Melbourne Art,
obviously, I've been away for a couple of weeks. I'm guessing that you kept up to date.
We did, and it's not been going well.
I'm just going to go for a week.
All right, have fun. We'll say goodbye because we won't be back in time.
Goodbye.
He said goodbye. Lot better this weekend. Hell of a lot better this weekend. There was a silent protest in the first half from the Yarra side, which is the Melbourne Heart ultras, as it were.
Yeah.
It's the first half of silent protest, and apparently it was unbelievably obvious to it. I mean, they are the ones that make the most noise and this and that.
Good.
And they went 2-0 down early on in the first half.
Right.
Second half, the Yarra side piped up and then some, apparently, and they had reason to as well, because Hart turned it around into a 3-2 lead. Two from midfielder Miglerini. And
he's
a dodgy
doing well.
Pen.
He scored a cracker last week as well.
Three and six he's got now. Which obviously.
It's about as many as Hart have scored.
Yeah, exactly. Dodgy pen that David Williams put away, given for handball, but it was blatantly off the geezer's chest. But they didn't care. But Adelaide did come back to win. To equalise to make it 3-3.
Probably felt like a win.
Going, being 2-0 down, coming back, winning 3-2, drawing would have been a bit gutting. But at the end of the day, there was the last week, I was reading that while I was away, as you do. And obviously, the Arab side were trying Aloisi out last week.
Yeah.
He didn't face the meet. He didn't face the fans after last week. Or the week before last, whatever you call it. But he very much did at the end of this week, and it was just a lot more positive. But they're still bottom of the table, but they showed massive fighting spirit, having come back from behind to not lose
still
after going behind. It's a good update.
Yeah, no, it is.
The first time they've gone behind in the league and not lost, if you know what I mean, so far this season. So show the fight spirit is massive.
Really struggled for goals, so it's good to see three get scored. Harry Kewell's not back yet, though. He was meant to be back this week.
He was, and it's a problem. And Michael Misford apparently had two 1-on-1s in the first half, missed them both.
Michael Misford's playing it?
Yeah.
The Mosquito?
Yeah.
Player of the round in the FA Cup.
You can make this up.
2006.
Scored twice.
Now, when did Cardiff get to the final?
2008.
Because in the second round, Michael Mifsud was the winner.
Third round.
Michael Mifsud was the winner, and the runner-up was Aaron Ramsey, because Cardiff played at Chasetown, and Aaron Ramsey scored his first ever goal. Back then it was fine, he could score and no one died.
Right.
Which is lucky, it doesn't happen now. We'd have no celebs.
No.
He played against Chasetown and he scored a really good header, and he was nominated for player of the round. He came second. Mifsud won it. Cardiff got to the final, which I was at, lost to Portsmouth. Carnu scored the winning goal.
He did, yeah.
Michael Mifsud was there because each player of the round was invited to there. Then he went back to Malta, couldn't find the club, played for Valletta, scored loads and loads of goals there, went out, played for a Cypriot side, went back to Valletta, then didn't have a club, and now he's obviously turned up.
Yeah, but he's just won his
36 goals for Malta.
He just won his 100th cap.
36 for a team that never wins games.
Unfortunately, he's not firing for Hart at all.
Apart from that, Jim don't know much about him, though.
No.
I do know quite a lot about him.
He also that season scored 2 at Old Trafford when Coventry won in the League Cup. 2-0.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So
I've also met his. That's probably what he got the award for.
That was the League Cup. Please turn up. Turn up. If Misford and Kiel turn up, we'll be fine.
Anyway, on that note, I think that's it for us this week. So much
for a short show.
You know the usual score, facebook.com/footballpubcast, @footballpubcasts, and
Twitter.
www.footballpubcast.co.uk.
All they need to do is Twitter, because you're definitely going to tweet those two.
Definitely. Keep an eye out for them and have fun.
Bye.